Do you like science? Are you a fan of reporter Robert Krulwich and the way he explains complex things in entertaining ways, like using beach balls to explain the national budget? If so, a new show that premieres tonight on PBS may be of interest to you. It's called Nova Science Now. Its host, Robert Krulwich, joins us now by phone from New York City. Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Congratulations on the program.
Thank you. I was kind of wondering how you were going to make the connection from Condoleezza Rice to me, but then there was this thing in the middle. So.
Well, see, there has developed a science here at National Public Radio. When people hear music, they know that that's the musical equivalent of saying, and now for something completely different.
That's right. Of course. I remember.
Yeah. So this is a new program for Nova. Nova Through the Mindset of Krulwich.
Yes, one can only imagine. It's sort of a brand extension. They've been on the air for 30-some-odd years, and so they decided that they wanted to do something different, and they had a whole sort of cast of people to do it, and it didn't include me, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of hung around and hung around and hung around, and when they looked up, I was still there. So I got the gig kind of by incorrigible being-there-ness, I think.
What is the idea of the show? Now, I should point out many of you listeners have heard Robert Krulwich for a long time here on NPR for many other years at ABC. And I have to say...
And they should know that we were on the school bus together, but we'll overlook
that. We'll overlook that. But I should also point out that you have your genius is for explanation.
Wow, you've never called it genius before.
Well,
moving up in the world.
You are moving up in the world.
What we do here is we, instead of doing one subject for the whole hour, we break it up into smaller parts so that we can do what scientists are doing more and more often anyway, which is we can show you different things and then quietly point out the connections between them. So certainly these days, things that look different may turn out to be have a common thread and may be investigated by scientists who hadn't previously worked together. So it's a little bit about making connections and threads and that sort of thing.
Well, tell us a little bit about this first program, for example, and I understand the first segment is about sports.
Yeah, it's about something called mirror neurons. So in your head, you have neurons that have to learn stuff. So when you learn to crawl, and then when you're a toddler and you learn to walk, that information is stored upstairs, so you don't have to think it very hard every time you do it. Same with riding a bike, tying a shoe, all those things. So your brain learns how to do stuff by watching and copying, and it gets stored upstairs. That everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
The news is that the neurons up there get confused. That apparently, and this is proven in the show, they don't know the difference between you doing it and you watching it. Or more interestingly, they don't know the difference between what's going on outside of you and what's going on inside of you. So you're parked in front of an NFL football game. If you know how to pass a football or you've held a football, you know the pattern of the sport. You have to do that. If you were from Mars, this wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know how to pass a ball, or you know what it's like to be hit hard by a very heavy man, or you know what it's like to run, when you see it going on the screen, the neurons in your head fire as though you were doing it. And this could explain why people who follow sports are so extraordinarily connected to what they watch, why they lurch and twist and do all the moves that people do on the field. It's because in their heads, some of their neural circuitry thinks they're out there doing it.
Now, another topic in the show is a new machine, a CAT scan for hurricanes. How does this tie into motor neurons?
Oh, very barely. That's a little later in the program. I had to crawl to make a connection there, actually. But one of the things that happens throughout the program is that you do see scientists stuck at the moment when they've discovered something and they don't quite know what they've got. So in this case, there is a machine that actually does take an X-ray of that cloudy thing that is a hurricane. So for the first time, they can see what a hurricane's architecture looks like. And what they see inside is a collection of smaller but fairly gigantic storms. In this particular case, it was 1, 2, 3, it was about 6 storms inside the storm. And first of all, it's quite a remarkable sight to see what a hurricane looks like, you know, if you're just measuring heat
mm-hmm.
and wind. But then the guy says, what is this for? He says, well, we think that if we count the number of storms in the storm, we can measure the punch of the hurricane. So 8 storms inside might mean a really violent, powerful hurricane, while it's 4 might mean a smaller or a less punchy one. And these things change very quickly. So they said this could be a great diagnostic device, but they've yet to actually test it on a second hurricane, so we have no idea what it can do.
Hmm.
So that's the sort of the notion here, is that we cover the science sort of when it's brand new, when the thoughts haven't gelled, and when you can feel both – the excitement and of the discovery, and also the kind of hmmness of everything.
And speaking of hmmness, this program airs 5 times a year.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take me a while to get them too enthusiastic. I mean, Nova, of course, has been on for 30 years, and I have to. We're in Nova time, so you can't, you know, just sort of here and there. And
they still got all those documentaries about the Big Bang to run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Robert Krulwich, good luck.
Thank you.
Robert Krulwich, the host of Nova Science Now, which premieres tonight at 8 p.m. on your local PBS station. He joined us by phone from New York City. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.